And good day, everyone. Welcome to our Friday edition of Midday Oklahoma. I'm Dave Lanning. We've got a great show lined up for you. Jim Abell's got some great stuff. And, in fact, Ron Hayes steps in right now with what he's got going on.
Well, Dave, obviously a lot going on today, even though it is the day after the holiday for us to check on things like the wrap-up of wheat harvest here for 2013. We're about 90% done now in the state of Oklahoma. Latest word that we've gotten from our friends at Plains Grains. We've also got weather to check on. We're back into the 90s, it looks like, as our daytime highs this afternoon. And we've got, of course, everything else that we normally check on, calendar, markets, and more.
Shopping tractors? There's only one place to get more power per dollar, P&K Equipment. For a limited time, bring home a John Deere 5045D utility tractor for just $12,499. That's at least 45 horsepower of job-tackling, do-it-all machine for one incredibly low price. That's how we run. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Visit pkequipment.com to find a store near you. Offering 731-13, the restrictions apply. See P&K Equipment for details. Manufacturer's estimated power ISO per 9768 EC.
Have you heard about the new Ready Dump trailer? The Ready Dump trailers will make your life easier and your business more profitable. Whether you use the Ready Dump trailer one time or 100 times, it will always dump and with no hydraulics. The Ready Dump can haul large loads and it's easy to tow. Made in Cushing, Oklahoma, Red E Dump is the only non-hydraulic dump trailer available. It's just right for you. The Ready Dump trailer. Go to RedEDump.com. That's RedEDump.com.
At 7 minutes past the hour, Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. It's time now for an update on your agricultural news. A new report has mixed news on the state of bird populations on private working lands and farms. This report comes to us from Gary Crawford.
Of the 800 North American bird species, 230 may be of concern for declining populations, and 80% of those in decline are on private working lands in the U.S.
And these are primarily agricultural lands.
Cornell University conservationist Dr. Ken Rosenberg, one of the contributors to a new report on the state of birds on private lands. The report says the Conservation Reserve Program and other USDA programs like Wetlands Reserve have boosted certain bird populations over the last 30 years, especially grassland birds and waterfowl, but Rosenberg says prices have risen for many farm commodities in recent years, and farmers have put over 2 million acres of CRP land back into production in the last 5 years.
And these were, in some cases, the very lands that were in CRP that were responsible for the grassland bird increases. And so very rapidly we're seeing those acres putting back into crop production. That's where the largest concern is right now.
In fact, Rosenberg says,
we're already seeing rapid losses in the gains that we have made.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Corn and soybeans are on the receiving end of a turnaround in the weather. This report comes from Susan Carter.
For some of the areas that had been a bit drier across the eastern Corn Belt,
those areas have seen significant rainfall in recent days and continue to see widespread showers.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
Any concerns about developing dryness in the eastern Corn Belt have been pretty much eradicated.
At the same time, some of the flood areas of the upper Midwest and the middle Mississippi Valley have seen a drying trend along with mild conditions.
Any residual pockets of lowland flooding and wetness have been pretty much eradicated across the upper Midwest.
This is reflected in positive crop progress reports, with nearly two-thirds of the nation's corn and soybeans rated in good to excellent condition despite delayed plantings. The next thing to watch,
corn moving into reproduction during the next 2 to 3 weeks.
That spans from now through the third week of July. For USDA Radio, Susan Carter, Washington, D.C.
The Economist Intelligence Unit has issued findings from the annual Global Food Security Index. The first-of-its-kind ranking tool comprehensively measures food security and monitors the ongoing impact of agriculture investments, collaborations, and policies around the world. This year's index expands on 25 previously identified food security indicators to determine how two new factors, political corruption and urbanization, affect access to safe, nutritious, and affordable food. Well, we're coming up on 10 minutes past the hour. Still to come this half hour, Jim and Justin have the latest on the markets here today. Ron's got his ag perspectives a little bit later on, and then, of course, all the beef news coming up in the second half hour. Stay with us. More on Midday Oklahoma right after this.
Do you know where your dairy foods come from? Your local dairy farmers are calling in and sharing their stories of our land, our cows, and our passion.
Growing up on my family's dairy farm, I learned at an early age how healthy milk and dairy foods are. But frankly, I just enjoyed them because they tasted so good. Today, I'm running the farm, and while a lot of things have changed, one thing remains the same. Dairy farmers are dedicated to producing the safest, most wholesome, and most delicious foods and beverages possible for their families and yours. Want to learn more about farms like mine? Or find delicious dairy recipes? Follow Dairy Max on Facebook or visit us at DairyMax.org.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission has had a long-standing partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, marketing U.S. grown wheat around the world. Mike Schulte says a great example of the dividends that have resulted are the sales of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria.
Nigeria happens to be our number one market for hard red winter wheat.
How large, Mike?
This year they've already purchased up to this point, from January into May, 110 million bushels of hard red winter wheat.
And the story of Nigeria buying and loving hard red winter wheat, the type of wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma and the Southern Plains, is remarkable.
Prior to 1993, there was no imports of U.S. wheat into Nigeria. They were not an export market for us at all.
Using wheat producer checkoff money, leveraged with market promotion funds from USDA, U.S. Wheat Associates built relationships, provided technical assistance, and set up milling and baking schools in Nigeria. And the Nigerians fell in love with Oklahoma hard red winter wheat. Building markets, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer.
Welcome back to Midday Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel, along with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, what's the news in the futures markets at midday?
Well, commodity futures markets are having a volatile Friday and trying to sort through some of the global news that happened over the holiday. And since we were closed yesterday, the markets are just now getting a chance to react. There are a few big news-making events since Wednesday, and that's kind of what's driving today's trade. We had some announcements out of the European Central Bank and the Bank of England. They signaled that interest rates will likely remain low for an extended period of time, to quote Mario Draghi, who's the president of the European Central Bank. And that's even if the U.S. does increase rates. So they're going to do their own thing. They have their own set of problems over there that we don't necessarily have directly. They're having some problems in Portugal and some other things. So when they announced that, the U.S. dollar went sharply higher here. We're up about 124 points. The highest we've been in a long time in the September dollar futures. We're at 84.68. And so that's kind of the big surprise today. The stock market is also higher here. We're about 100 higher in the Dow Jones. We're at 15,015 in the September. S&P futures are up 10¾ at 16,19¾. The initial jobless claims this morning, an unemployment report, brought good news. We added 195,000 jobs in the month of June, and that leaves unemployment right at 7.6%, so that's unchanged. But they revised upward April and May both. They raised April 50,000 jobs, and May's report 20,000 jobs. So overall, really good there. Pay increases also outpaced the rate of inflation over the past 12 months, so that's another positive sign. Crude oil futures are also sharply higher this morning. Egypt remains in turmoil. We made new highs. We're up about $1.70 now in August at $102.90. Unleaded gasoline and diesel are both about 4.5 cents higher. Precious metals are lower across the board in reaction to what the U.S. dollar is doing. Cattle futures were about 50 to 80 higher here in the feeder cattle, 10 to 20 lower in the live cattle. Corn, wheat, and soybean futures are all mixed. We have the front months all higher, the back months all lower. These corn's down 8, November beans are down 17, and the Kansas City July wheat's up 3, but the farther on back are down 7.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Dave Lanning will be back right after this to take a look at all your market numbers on Midday Oklahoma on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Go Bob Pipe builds a great selection of hay trailers, simply the best hay trailers on the market. Heavy duty and built to last. Bob Studebaker of Go Bob tells us their secret.
We have bought every competitor's trailer out there.
They've weighed them and analyzed them, and Red Rhino is the champ.
Our 32-foot Red Rhino is 480 pounds heavier than the closest competitor's 32-footer. Well, what is that? That's steel. You know, all the walls are thicker. Where a lot of people use round, we'll use square or rectangle. Why is that? Because a square shape is stronger structurally than a round shape.
The folks at GoBob know steel, and they know how to turn it into great products for your ranch, like their steel corral and fence materials, livestock equipment, and don't forget their smoking hot deals. Go onto their website, GoBobPipe.com, and design your whole operation, GoBobPipe.com. Or call them 1-877-851-2365.
Midday Oklahoma continues now. I'm Dave Lanning. Got a look at your livestock futures here today. August live cattle down 12 at 121.82. October down 25 at 125.97. December's down 25 at 128 even. August feeder cattle up 72 at 151.67. September's up 47 at 153.77. October's up 50 at 153.32. July hogs up 65 at 102.27. August up 60 at 97.45. October's down 20, 84.95. On the grain futures today, Kansas City wheat July up 1 3/4, 685 1/4. September's down 7 1/4 at 687 1/4. December's down 8 1/2 at 707 3/4. Chicago wheat July is up a penny, 658 3/4. September down 3 1/2, 661 1/2. December's down 5 1/2 at 672. July corn up 7, 685 1/4. September's up 4 1/2 at 527 3/4. New crop December's down 9 1/2 at 493 1/4. July soybeans up 6 3/4 at 1590 1/4. August is down 6 at now down 6 1/4 at 1435. And new crop November's down 19 3/4 at 1231. On the cotton futures, July cotton up down 107, 83.32. October's down 91 at 86.23. And December down 84 at 84.90. On the energy futures, August crude oil up 171 at 102.94. September's up 167 at 102.78. October's up 150 at 101.56. August natural gas down 1 at 358. September's down 1 at 358. And the October's down 1 at 360 per million BTU. On the gold futures, August gold down 380 at 121.39. October's down 379 at 121.52. December's down 381 at 121.62. July silver down 944 at 187.45. September's down 945 at 187.55. December's down 941, 188.10. That's Luke to Markets. Ron Hayes with Ag Weather coming up next.
Midday Oklahoma. Hi, everybody. Ron Hayes with you as we continue along on our Friday, fifth day of the month, July edition of our program. Mighty pleased to be with you. Our agricultural weather featuring some comments from Gary McManus of the Oklahoma Climatological Survey, as well as a forecast for end of the weekend and the first part of next week as well. There is an opportunity for some rain, it looks like, by the middle of this coming week. We'll get details on all of that after this.
Do you know where your dairy foods come from? Your local dairy farmers are calling in and sharing their stories of our land, our cows, and our passion.
Ever stop to think about where your milk, cheese, and yogurt come from? Did you know my family drinks the same milk and eats the same cheese and yogurt as yours? That's why you can feel confident knowing that quality and safety are my top priorities. Long before sunup to after sundown, I'm working tirelessly to make sure you have delicious dairy foods in your shopping cart and on your table. I'm Brett Morris, and I want to thank you for enjoying dairy foods and milk from my family's farm. My commitment is simple. Our land, our cows, our passion. It's my way of life, and I'm proud to bring to you the dairy foods you love. For more information on dairy farming families like mine, visit us at DairyMax.org.
Be sure to follow Dairy Max on your favorite social media, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, or Pinterest.
Gary, one thing I know that a lot of folks, a lot of the long-term guys look at, big picture type thinking, is you know, where we are in relationship to some of that Pacific water.
Right.
El Nino versus La Nina. We're still kind of in neutral, aren't we?
Yeah, we're still neutral, and it really becomes important as we get into the fall months. We're just now coming out of the period where it's very difficult to determine, you know, what's going to happen in the fall. So we'll know more in the next week or two about some of those predictions. The last thing I saw
was leaning towards neutral again for this coming fall and winter, but the odds were increasing for La Nina. And La Nina, of course, would be the one we want to avoid. El Nino would be nice. That would, you know, probably mean a little bit wetter and cooler winter. So, you know, we're still a little bit ways out, but we'll know more about that in the coming weeks.
I guess, as you mentioned, the neutral, that's kind of means what? Almost anything can happen, in effect?
Yeah, it really means your normal type of a winter pattern. No impacts really showing up from the Pacific. It's when you get that El Nino and La Nina going that you start to see either the good or the bad. La Nina, we end up with warm and dry through the cool season and sometimes into the spring, and we've seen that, of course, over the last few years. And then this last year we had neutral conditions, and of course we had lots of rainfall and relief, at least across the eastern two-thirds of the state. So that can end up being pretty important for the state.
I guess maybe the last question for you, Gary, the one that our folks are always wanting to know: when's the next good rain?
Well, it's in the summer, so the next one showing up is not really in the crystal ball just yet. So I think we can expect a few showers here and there over the next few days as we start to get into the 4th of July period, but nothing organized. So it's probably going to be a while before we get another good rainfall.
Meteorologist Gary McManus.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, future contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Let's take a look at our forecast for the next several days. We'll be into the mid-90s, it looks like, low to mid-90s for this afternoon with partly sunny skies. Overnight lows down to about 69 to 70 degrees. Mid-90s for Saturday, mid-90s for Sunday. For Monday, 96 degrees right now. By the middle part of next week, there is a slight chance of some showers popping up, but we will be gradually getting warmer into the middle part of next week as well. That is a look at our agricultural weather. So glad that you've joined us today. Our Midday Oklahoma Report right here on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
Oklahoma FFA members are challenged to grow. And many FFA alums credit their success in the professional world to their FFA experience. The top executive of the Oklahoma School Land Commission, Harry Birdwell, is a former national president of the FFA and a former FFA member from Fletcher, Oklahoma.
It is the lessons learned and the contacts made and the dreams dreamed that are what is really the value of having been in FFA.
Do you want to grow like that?
I mean, every day of my life, I use the leadership skills and public speaking skills, the meeting planning and conducting skills, and have been really one of the principal elements of my personal career success.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
Here's an idea that will grow on you. The new greenhouse kit from Mueller. It's the easy, affordable way to nurture your flowers and plants all year long. And with four sizes to choose from, we can accommodate almost every gardening enthusiast out there. Thanks to the bolt-together design, it's very easy to assemble. Our sturdy galvanized steel frame and clear polycarbonate panels offer year-round protection from the elements, while a trim package comes in a variety of colors to complement your landscape. Don't let your hard work waste away while your plants are hard hit by unpredictable weather. Grow your own greenhouse today. Visit us online at MuellerInc.com to view our new greenhouse kits, as well as our do-it-yourself backyard kits and carports. Mueller has the ideal solution for the backyard storage you need, all in one affordable package. To speak with a sales representative at one of our 29 locations, give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-268-3553.
Midday Oklahoma continues at 25 minutes past the hour. I'm Dave Lanning. Jim Appel steps in now and gives us the latest on his ag calendar.
Hello, everyone. Taking a look at our ag calendar on this Friday, we'll have the Texas Grazing Land Conference, the Stocker Operations Seminar, and we'll look at the 2013 Oklahoma-Kansas Winter Canola Conference. We'll have these items and more right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
You know, neighbors, they used to call it Weekend in the Rockies. It's so big now, it's Week in the Rockies 25, Monday, July 8th. Through Friday, July 12th, Superior Livestock Auctions got a dandy of a sale lined up, live on satellite and live on the internet. 204,000 head, direct from Steamboat Springs, Colorado. It'll be on Dish Network Channel 231, DirecTV Channel 345, or SuperiorClickToBid.com will be the live auction site. Now, you've got to go to the website to check out all the cattle that they've got available, 204,000 cattle. Where if you go to SuperiorLivestock.com, you'll see the full lineup of cattle that will be sold each day, Monday through Friday of next week. You can call them 800-422-2117 with specific questions. They'll be glad to talk to you about Week in the Rockies 25, July 8th through the 12th. Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
The Texas Grazing Land Conference will be held July 15th through the 17th in Fort Worth. Through concurrent sessions, 16 ranchers from across Texas will provide their knowledge, insight, and experience representing part-time and full-time ranchers from both cow-calf and stocker sectors. They will offer successful management strategies that will help landowners and ranchers improve their land and businesses. They will offer solutions to keep ranchers healthy and profitable. The concurrent sessions will include profitable grazing management, managing wildlife with livestock, risk management, and marketing strategies. For hotel reservations, you can contact the Radisson Hotel Fort Worth at Fossil Creek at 817-625-9911. The conference will feature notable speakers including Temple Grandin, a professor of animal science at Colorado State University, and Kit Farrow, a Farrow Cattle Company in Cheyenne Wells, Colorado. To help stocker producers start their winter pastures outright, the Samuel Roberts Noble Foundation will host a winter pasture and stocker cattle seminar from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday, July 16th at the Southern Oklahoma Technology Center in Ardmore. During the seminar, Noble Foundation agricultural consultants will provide information about winter pasture establishment and fertility, forage types and selection, and seed quality testing. A producer panel of three successful stocker operators will conclude the seminar, discussing their receiving protocol and winter establishment techniques. There is no registration fee, but pre-registration is requested. You can register by calling Jackie Kelly at 580-224-6360, or you can go online for more information at www.noble.org/agevents. Producers interested in learning how to maximize their canola crop should plan now to attend one of two Oklahoma-Kansas Winter Canola Conferences taking place July 17th in Enid and July 18th in Altus. There is no charge for either event. The July 17th conference will take place from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Enid Convention Hall, located downtown at 301 South Independence Avenue in Enid. The July 18th conference will take place from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Western Oklahoma State College. More information is available from Josh Bashong at 405-744-9600 or from Ron Scholler at 405-780-0113. The American Soybean Association has created a new soybean marketing and production college program to educate producers on how to capitalize on the growing trends and new technologies in agriculture to maximize on-farm profitability. The event takes place in Minneapolis July 29th through the 30th. Growers do not have to be ASA members to attend and participate. Registration for ASA Soybean Marketing and Production College is open now through July 9th. To get more information, go online to www.soygrowers.com/marketing-production-college.
The concrete jungle, home to the Burger Devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut apple with smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a burger devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers. Bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
That looks your ag calendar on this Friday. If you have an item you'd like for us to consider on this calendar broadcast, just drop us a line at ron@oklahomafarmreport.com.
Just about half past the hour on your Friday midday as Midday Oklahoma continues on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. We've got a look at your news coming up. All your news when we come back right after this.
Say wheat producers, you know the best way to predict a strong harvest is to get your crop off to a fast start. Nothing does that better than Jumpstart LCO. Jumpstart LCO combines two proven technologies. First of all, it includes a naturally occurring phosphate solubilizer. Its job is to make fertilizer and soil-bound phosphate more available to your wheat. The second technology is LCO promoter technology, which enhances root and shoot development regardless of environmental conditions. Brought together in Jumpstart LCO, they promote better plant health and vigor for improved stand establishment. Right from the start, you're on the fast track to higher yield in your winter wheat. Ask your ag retailer or seed dealer for more information about the proven science of Jumpstart LCO. Or learn more at bioag.novozymes.com. bioag.novozymes.com.
Well, we all know that the hot summer weather will be back in Oklahoma very quickly. But what about the weather for this coming winter? Associate Oklahoma State Climatologist Gary McNana says our winter weather all depends on La Nina and El Nino.
Still neutral, and it really becomes important as we get into the fall months. We're just now coming out of the period where it's very difficult to determine what's going to happen in the fall. So we'll know more in the next week or two about some of those predictions. The last thing I saw was leaning towards neutral again for this coming fall and winter, but the odds were increasing for La Nina. And La Nina, of course, would be the one we want to avoid. El Nino would be nice. That would, you know, probably mean a little bit wetter and cooler winter. So we're still a little bit ways out, but we'll know more about that in the coming weeks.
And that is Oklahoma Associate State Climatologist Gary McManus. Longtime Ag Senator Chuck Grassley backing splitting the farm bill, a move House leaders are seriously considering, but predicts a reworked House bill is more likely. Grassley voted last year for a proposal then to split the Senate farm bill. It failed. Now House GOP leaders are serious about splitting nutrition from farm programs, after the House recently defeated its own farm bill.
As I see it, the split would be positive for the agricultural side. The farmers have a bullseye on their back because people don't understand that 80% of the farm bill goes for food stamps, and everybody thinks that the $900 billion is going into farmers' pockets.
But Grassley concedes, even without such a political bullseye, a separate farm program bill might come up short.
I'm not really convinced that we can pass separate bills. Pairing the two pieces goes way back to the 1960s, and it's kind of a time-tested way to move forward. And the most important thing is to get a bill passed to give farmers certainty.
The question then would be whether the reworked bill is more conservative to pick up Republicans or less to pick up Democrats, and how likely a House-Senate compromise is to get back through each chamber. We'll take a break. Be back with more in just a moment.
End insect infestations that damage stored grains and lower profits. For 4.5 cents per bushel, operators can fight insects in stored grains with one of the best combinations in the market. A tank mix of the new Sentinel insecticide plus Diacom IGR gives you the knockdown power of a broad-spectrum insecticide plus the long-term control of an insect growth regulator. Try Diacom IGR and Sentinel insecticide, the complete solution for stored grain protection. For information, contact your local dealer or call 800-248-7763.
Ron Hayes has his ag perspectives when we come back right after this.
This is the DeKalb Genuity Roundup Ready Winter Canola Report. Our guest is Dr. Michael Martin, Monsanto Global Specialty Crop Breeding Lead. Dr. Martin, what are the characteristics you look for when developing new DeKalb winter canola products for growers here in the Southern Plains?
Ron, when we look for new products in our breeding and selection process, yield is always at the top of the list. And followed behind yield are those traits like winter hardiness, drought tolerance, shattering resistance, all of those traits that's actually going to stabilize their yield potential for the farm.
Why don't you tell us about the global germplasm base for DeKalb and how this supports the new product pipeline?
Monsanto has major breeding programs throughout North America and Europe for both spring and winter canolas. All of that germplasm is available to actually develop product for the Southern Plains.
Thanks, Dr. Martin. This has been the DeKalb Genuity Roundup Ready Winter Canola Report. Always follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions. Individual results may vary. It's midday, Oklahoma. Glad to have you folks along with us today as we continue to take a look at a conversation that we had recently with the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Oklahoma's 3rd District Congressman Frank Lucas, after the failure of the House to approve the House Ag Committee's version of farm policy as amended on the floor. Final vote, of course, was a 39-vote margin against the House Ag Committee's version of farm policy. Picking up the pieces right now, members of Congress trying to scratch their heads and come up with a way to get back on track here early in July to get something across the House floor that the House can then take on to the Senate in a House-Senate conference between Mr. Lucas, Ms. Stabenow, and some of their key leaders within the Senate and House Ag Committees. One of the big sticking points, obviously, nutrition. And the problem, as much as anything, the strident nature of those that did not want to have a single dollar cut out of the nutrition program, demanding that no harm come to the children. We've got Congressman Lucas weighing in on that right after this. This is the DeKalb Genuity Roundup Ready Winter Canola Report. Today we're talking with canola producer Gary Herbacci about his 2013 winter canola crop. Gary, how did your DeKalb winter canola perform this season?
DeKalb has done very well for us. You know, we had some late freezes and drought and everything that has went through, it's performing very well.
How does growing winter canola as a rotational crop help improve the quality of your winter wheat production?
Well, it's allowed us to clean our fields up. The yields are a lot better after winter canola.
So what do you think the key really is?
Just the break in the rotation of just wheat after wheat.
Finally, Gary, have you found that DeKalb winter canola is also a profitable crop in its own right?
Yes, we have. I mean, when you can make 40 bushel canola, it's very profitable. Right now, it's about $5 a bushel over wheat.
Thanks, Gary. Always follow grain marketing and other stewardship requirements and pesticide label directions. Individual results may vary. A significant part of the Farm Bill debate that was held on the floor of the U.S. House this last month had to do with the nutrition title, or food stamps, or the SNAP program, if you please. A lot of folks were advancing ideas in regards to trying to cut out some of the loopholes. Basically, ask folks that need food stamps to qualify for them before they get the assistance. That did not set well with many Democrats who wanted no cuts in the food stamp program at all and offered a very emotional response. We talked about that with Chairman Lucas. The one thing that really stuck out to me is as you went through all the various amendments, especially on the nutrition title, boy, we're talking about the polarization, the cries of children being deprived of food. That was the call that we heard time and time again. Ms. Pelosi, one of those that talked about the children. You know, how do you get past that?
It's difficult, Ron, because if you look at the nature of the committee passed bill, whether it's ending categorical eligibility, automatic food stamps, or making northern states put real money in the program that they provide home heating oil with for their citizens to justify the automatic food stamps. All we simply said in the House committee was, apply, demonstrate that you qualify. Show us your assets, show your income. We'll help you. You just have to play by the rules. That's all we were ever asking. Our language, especially in committee, it was not crafted to hurt anyone who needed help, but it was to make sure that the help went to the people who really needed it and qualify under existing law. Now, on the other side, some of my more liberal friends, I guess they believe that not only it just the debate at some points
deviated a little bit from the facts. Maybe that's the way I should put it.
Chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Frank Lucas.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company counsels with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
That's our Ag Perspectives. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.
All the latest farm and ranch news can be found at OklahomaFarmReport.com. The Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, a service of Griffin Communications.
This is the DeKalb Genuity Roundup Ready Winter Canola Report. Our guest is Dr. Michael Martin, Monsanto Global Specialty Crop Breeding Lead. Dr. Martin, what are the characteristics you look for when developing new DeKalb winter canola products for growers here in the Southern Plains?
Ron, when we look for new products in our breeding and selection process, yield is always at the top of the list. And follows behind yield are those traits like winter hardiness, drought tolerance, shattering resistance, all of those traits that's actually going to stabilize their yield potential for the farm.
Why don't you tell us about the global germplasm base for DeKalb and how this supports the new product pipeline?
Monsanto has major breeding programs throughout North America and Europe for both spring and winter canolas. All of that germplasm is available to actually develop product for the Southern Plains.
Thanks, Dr. Martin. This has been the DeKalb Genuity Roundup Ready Winter Canola Report. Always follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions. Individual results may vary. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission has had a long-standing partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, marketing U.S. grown wheat around the world. Mike Schulte says a great example of the dividends that have resulted are the sales of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria.
Nigeria happens to be our number one market for hard red winter wheat.
How large, Mike?
This year they've already purchased up to this point, from January into May, 110 million bushels of hard red winter wheat.
And the story of Nigeria buying and loving hard red winter wheat, the type of wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma and the Southern Plains, is remarkable.
Prior to 1993, there was no imports of U.S. wheat into Nigeria. They were not an export market for us at all.
Using wheat producer checkoff money, leveraged with market promotion funds from USDA, U.S. Wheat Associates built relationships, provided technical assistance, and set up milling and baking schools in Nigeria. And the Nigerians fell in love with Oklahoma hard red winter wheat. Building markets, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer.
And good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Going to have a complete rundown on all the markets for you when we come back after this.
Say, wheat producers, you know the best way to predict a strong harvest is to get your crop off to a fast start. Nothing does that better than Jumpstart LCO. Jumpstart LCO combines two proven technologies. First of all, it includes a naturally occurring phosphate solubilizer. Its job is to make fertilizer and soil-bound phosphate more available to your wheat. The second technology is LCO promoter technology, which enhances root and shoot development regardless of environmental conditions. Brought together in Jumpstart LCO, they promote better plant health and vigor for improved stand establishment. Right from the start, you're on the fast track to higher yield in your winter wheat. Ask your ag retailer or seed dealer for more information about the proven science of Jumpstart LCO. Or learn more at bioag.novozymes.com. bioag.novozymes.com.
Well, we finally saw some cash cattle trade this week. $119 on Wednesday in our part of the country. About 2,700 head sold in our part of the country. A box beef lower at midday today, $196.63. That's lower by $1.10. The select is down 45 cents at 188.02. Choice select spread at 861 with 118 total loads. Oklahoma National Stockyards this week, 7,634 head. Feeder steers and heifers are trading 3 to 5 higher. Demand good for feeder cattle. Steer and heifer calves not tested. Feeder steers, medium and large, 5 to 6 weights, 154.50 to 175.50. 6 to 7 weights, 138.50 to 161. 7 to 8 weights, 136.50 to 149 and a quarter. 8 to 9 weights, 133.75 to 149, and 9 to 1,000 pounds, 122.50 to 131. McAllister Livestock Auction in McAllister, 1,300 head. Steer calves, 2 to 6 higher, with few under 400 pounds up to $12 higher. Heifer calves, $4 to $8 higher, except few under 400 pounds up to $12 lower. Slaughter cows, steady to $3 higher. Feeder steers, medium and large, 4 to 5 weights, 152 to 177. 5 to 6 weights, 145 to 164. 6 to 7 weights, 136 to 151. 7 to 8 weights, 135 to 142. 8 to 9 weights, 130 to 136. Tulsa Livestock Auction, 2,190 head. Feeder steers and heifers steady in a light test. Steer calves mostly steady. Heifers steady to $3 lower. Feeder steers, medium and large, 4 to 5 weights, 164 to 180.75. 5 to 6 weights, 150 to 161. 6 to 7 weights, 137.50 to 155. 7 to 8 weights, 133 to 140.50. 8 to 9 weights, 127.50 to 133. Joplin Regional Stockyard, 6,141 head. Steer calves under 500 pounds steady, over 500 pounds, and yearling steers 3 to 6 higher. Heifers under 650 pounds, 3 to 8 higher, over 650 pounds, steady to $3 higher. Feeder steers, medium and large, 4 to 5 weights, 157 to 165. 5 to 6 weights, 138 to 162. 6 to 7 weights, 137 to 153. 7 to 8 weights, 137 to 140. 8 to 9 weights, 130 to 143. And 9 to 1,000 pounds, 125 and a quarter to 132. On the futures, August live cattle down 2, 121.92. October down 15, 126.07. August feeder cattle up 102 at 151.97. September's up 87 at 154.17. July hogs up 65, 102.27. August up 60 at 97.45. We'll check the grains right after this.
The concrete jungle, home to the Burger Devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut apple with smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a Burger Devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers. Bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
End insect infestations that damage stored grains and lower profits. For 4.5 cents per bushel, operators can fight insects in stored grains with one of the best combinations in the market. A tank mix of the new Sentinel insecticide plus Diacom IGR gives you the knockdown power of a broad-spectrum insecticide, plus the long-term control of an insect growth regulator. Try Diacom IGR and Sentinel insecticide, the complete solution for stored grain protection. For information, contact your local dealer or call 800-248-7763.
Checking the grains, July Kansas City wheat down 5 at 678.5. September down 7.5 at 687. New crop December's down 8.5 at 707.75. Chicago wheat July is unchanged, 657.75. September's down 3.75 at 661.25. December is down 5.5, 672. July corn's up 7.75 at 686. September down 3.5 at 628.75. New crop December down 9.25 at 493.5. July soybeans up 6.5 at 1590. August down 6.5 at 1434.75. New crops November down 20.25 at 1230.5. And very that's Luke Markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Net.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
Oklahoma FFA members are challenged to grow, and many FFA alums credit their success to their FFA experience. One such alum, Oklahoma State Senator Josh Brakeen, who says he was confronted with role models, ones that set a high standard.
The integrity, the morals, the stands, the work ethic, all intertwined. I want to grow like that. Those individuals that exemplified the type of leadership skills that the FFA is known for. Strong work ethic, integrity, well-spoken, genuine, authentic, pressing you to be the best person that you possibly can with what God's given you. Do you want to grow like that? So you can pinpoint an FFA member. They stand out. They're charismatic. They're upward and outward. They're dynamic. They're authentic. You know, we're all products of our environment, and what the FFA is just one of the most positive atmospheres that a young adult can have access to.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA,
Grow like that.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers, farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to okgenetics.com. That's okgenetics.com.
If you want a complete tractor package, there's only one place to get it, E&K Equipment. Right now, get a John Deere 3032E tractor package for just $20,499. It comes fully loaded with a 3E series tractor, loader, box blade, rotary cutter, and an 18-foot trailer so you can take on any task. That's how we run. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Visit pkequipment.com to find a store near you. Offering 73113 restrictions apply. All attachments and implements included are John Deere or Frontier brand, and see P&K Equipment for details.
It's 10 minutes before the hour on Midday Oklahoma. Time now for the latest beef industry news. Here's Ron Hayes and the Beef Buzz.
It's Midday Oklahoma and Beef Buzz time. I'm Ron Hayes, and Dustin Folk, World Livestock Auctioneer Champion, joining us today, talking about the future of the livestock auction market system in just a moment.
The concrete jungle, home to the Burger Devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut apple with smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a Burger Devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers. Bacon habanero ranch, a Lux, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
Have you heard about the new Ready Dump trailer? The Ready Dump trailers will make your life easier and your business more profitable. Whether you use the Ready Dump trailer one time or 100 times, it will always dump, and with no hydraulics. The Ready Dump can haul large loads, and it's easy to tow. Made in Cushing, Oklahoma, Red E Dump is the only non-hydraulic dump trailer available. It's just right for you. The Ready Dump trailer. Go to RedEDump.com. That's RedEDump.com.
He's your World Livestock Auctioneer Champion, Dustin Folk from Stillwater, Oklahoma. He sells for several auction barns in the Southern Great Plains, including Woodward Market, Cherokee, Oklahoma Market, and some others. He won his world title in Alabama this last month and had the opportunity to visit with him about the future of the livestock auction market process. He believes that the auction process is alive and well, and that we've got to keep it that way.
Ron, I think we have to, and I think it's all up to all of us to work together, get a strategic plan to understand the importance and significance of the role we play. And I think it's one of those, Ron, this country was founded on customer service. One of the things I think that all of us need to understand, especially in livestock marketing, is what's going to continue to maintain vitality is we're going to have to get out and let producers know and let the consumers also know that we are here not only to support those producers and those cattlemen, but if you look at in the rural settings and most of those areas where local livestock markets flourish, most generally when you have a 4-H or an FFA project, Ron, the first people to come and support those with open arms typically have something to do with your local livestock market. Here in Oklahoma, when you look at Cherokee, Oklahoma, if they have a slave sale, a trophy auction, the largest supporter of that is usually Tim Starks and his livestock market. In Fairview, Oklahoma, the same stands true for Bobby Smith. In Woodward, Jerry Nine. In Ada, you know, National. It's just, Ron, it goes on and on and on. We need to get that message out. We need to get the message out of customer service. We serve a very, very, it's a volatile industry, but it's a vital, significant part of that. And you know, as you had mentioned with the shortage of cash sales now, you know, those cattle, basically those fed cattle, many, many areas, we don't get the opportunity to see. Obviously, it cuts down the numbers for these local livestock markets. But I think in general, if consumers and also most significantly, if producers understand the role that these markets play, I'm hopeful that they'll start to really utilize the services that these markets provide, because they are an incredibly important entity in the whole organization as far as just the livestock marketing from pasture to plate and how important it is.
As World Livestock Auction Champion for 2013, Dustin says that'll be his mission to tell that story around the country in the coming months. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys, or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
Previous Beef Buzz shows up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Click on the Beef Buzz button on the left-hand side of any page. I'm Ron Hayes. You know, neighbors, they used to call it Weekend in the Rockies. It's so big now, it's Week in the Rockies 25, Monday, July 8th through Friday, July 12th. Superior Livestock Auctions got a dandy of a sale lined up, live on satellite and live on the internet. 204,000 head, direct from Steamboat Springs, Colorado. It'll be on Dish Network Channel 231, DirecTV Channel 345, or SuperiorClickToBid.com will be the live auction site. Now, you've got to go to the website to check out all the cattle that they've got available, 204,000 cattle. Where if you go to SuperiorLivestock.com, you'll see the full lineup of cattle that will be sold each day, Monday through Friday of next week. You can call them 800-422-2117 with specific questions. They'll be glad to talk to you about Week in the Rockies 25, July 8th through the 12th. Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission has had a long-standing partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, marketing U.S. grown wheat around the world. Mike Schulte says a great example of the dividends that have resulted are the sales of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria.
Nigeria happens to be our number one market for hard red winter wheat.
How large, Mike?
This year they've already purchased up to this point, from January into May, 110 million bushels of hard red winter wheat.
And the story of Nigeria buying and loving hard red winter wheat, the type of wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma and the Southern Plains, is remarkable.
Prior to 1993, there was no import of U.S. wheat into Nigeria. They were not an export market for us at all.
Using wheat producer checkoff money, leveraged with market promotion funds from USDA, U.S. Wheat Associates built relationships, provided technical assistance, and set up milling and baking schools in Nigeria. And the Nigerians fell in love with Oklahoma hard red winter wheat. Building markets, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer.
And here at 12:57, Ron Hayes joins us once again and has the latest on his rural soapbox.
Crawling up on my soapbox here on Midday Oklahoma. So glad that you've joined us for yet another program. And as we roll along on this 5th of July, wrapping things up, we've had a couple of harvest reports. One is on the front page, a top ag story of our OklahomaFarmReport.com website. And we've also got details, and that comes from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, talking about some of the specifics of the wheat harvest in the winding down stages in the state of Oklahoma. We also have a report from Mark Hodges and the folks at Plains Grains Incorporated that came into us on Thursday evening, talking about the wrap-up stages of harvest here in the Southern Great Plains as well. In both Texas and in Oklahoma, wrapping up right now, except for as much as anything in the panhandles of Texas as well as the panhandle of Oklahoma. We are now 81% done as far as the Texas wheat harvest is concerned, according to PGI. And then as far as Oklahoma is concerned, we're up to 90% complete. Kansas, 59% complete, according to Plains Grains, 15% for Colorado. They're just really getting started still, and most in that south, the eastern part of the state of Colorado, where they've harvested today. Nebraska, just really getting started with 3% at this particular time. Overall, the hot, dry, the droughty conditions, as well as the freeze problems of this spring, really hurting western Kansas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, parts of the Texas Panhandle, and southeastern Colorado. Colorado as well. So those are some of the things that we have picked up from those reports coming from our friend Mark Hodges with Plains Grains Incorporated. That is our time today here with our soapbox portion of our program, wrapping things up. If you've got an idea for how you'd like to see Midday Oklahoma evolve, how you think it could be even better, drop us a note, ron@oklahomafarmreport.com. We'd love to hear from you. Have a great day. God bless. I'm Ron Hayes.
Thanks, Ron. For Jim Appel and Ron Hayes, I'm Dave Lanning. Have a great weekend. We're back again on Monday at 12:05.